In early 2015, as the scope of the Flint water crisis was coming to light, Governor Rick Snyder appointed a new commission to look into the state's aging public infrastructure. The health hazards posed by Flint's deteriorating lead service lines brought the importance of reinvestment into sharp focus. Now, less than a year after its first meeting, the 21st Century Infrastructure Commission has issued its recommendations to the governor. The report says Michigan should spend at least $4 billion each year for the next 20 years to patch up its aging infrastructure. Joining me in the studio to talk about these developments and the report and a roadmap for Michigan's future is Mike Nystrom. Mike was a member of the committee and is the executive vice president of MITA, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. This is a welcome back. So welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here.
The report your group issued on Monday talks about repairing a lot of infrastructure. It divides them broadly into four categories: water, transportation, energy, and communications. Let's start with water. Part of this process was identifying existing assets. Talk to us about what you found when it comes to water infrastructure.
Yeah, water seems to be the issue that grabs folks' attention here in Michigan. Obviously, being the Great Lakes state, we've got a beautiful Pure Michigan campaign that's been going on for years. And we want to attract folks to Michigan based on our greatest natural resource. So water, after the Flint water crisis, was a big issue. We looked at it from the drinking water standpoint, from beaches. We had 25% of our beaches in 2015 that were closed at one point or another due to some form of contamination. Mm-hmm. That's not a real good way to be inviting folks into our state when we're shutting those beaches down. We also looked at flooding, the state of our sewer system, our stormwater, and our wastewater. Folks tend to get fired up only when something happens to them, like in Flint, or when their basement backs up. But if we are able to flush our toilet and the laundry, the washing machine water goes out of our house and nothing goes wrong, we figure the sewers are in good shape. The problem is, unlike roads and bridges, we don't see that infrastructure every day. It's out of sight, out of mind, and so folks don't pay as much attention to it until there's a problem.
The report calls for investment in, quote, replacing aging water, sewer, and stormwater infrastructure, unquote. How much money, how big a price tag is there attached to that piece?
Well, that's about a quarter of it. We're talking about $1 billion a year is the gap. So, you know, that $4 billion number it's a big number. And the reason it's a big number is we've disinvested, we've underinvested for decades. In the 50s, 60s, 70s, Michigan was known for the quality of our infrastructure. We protected our lakes and streams. We put money into our roads. We were the first mile of concrete pavement, first interstate in the nation. But yet, once we did that investment, we moved on to other priorities. Right now, since 2010 till 2014, capital investment, state and local, we are at 6.4%. Mm-hmm. Our neighboring states are at 9.9, 9.8% for Illinois and Indiana, 10% for the national average. 6.4% here in Michigan, we're well below the national average. We need to invest more. So that $1 billion number on water, $4 billion on the overall need, it isn't something that's going to be one fell swoop at the state level. We're going to have to look to the feds. We're going to have to do something at the state level. But also all of the communities across the state have to look to do local investment as well. And there may be some public-private partnership included also.
Let's move on to transportation here. The report recommends, very similarly, invest in roads and bridges to ensure they're in good or fair condition and designed so they protect public health and safety. Let me ask, is there a weakest link in transportation?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this now for going on 11 years now. The legislature did take a big step forward last year by passing a $1.2 billion funding increase. It's phased in until 2020, so we start this year. We'll start investing. You'll see more orange barrels. Those orange barrels do mean jobs, improved quality of life. It will help our economy. Certainly, our economy is affected by infrastructure, and that was what we looked at. We looked at, as a commission, we looked at this issue long term. It's not only start fixing the problems we have today immediately, but we looked into the future 30 to 50 years. So this is a long-term view on this infrastructure problem. And with the step that the legislature has taken, we will start to see improvements in our roads, but there's more that is needed long-term.
We're talking about strategies Michigan can take for investing in its public infrastructure. Mike Nystrom is the Executive Vice President of MITA, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. He's also a member of the Governor's 21st Century Infrastructure Committee, which has just issued its report this week. Construct a new Sioux Lock was on the list. What's wrong with the Sioux Locks?
Well, it's making sure we maintain the Sioux Locks. A shutdown on the Sioux Locks could have a devastating effect on our nation's economy. So much flows through there. Folks aren't aware of that. So we just pointed it out that we need to continue to maintain that. If there are updates that are possible through the federal government, we would certainly encourage that through Congress. Just keeping an eye on that system is vitally important to Michigan's economy and the national economy.
On the energy piece, reduce the frequency and duration of electric outages to ensure that customers do not experience significant disruptions in their service. The energy legislation downtown is being discussed hot and heavy here right now, and part of that is how we overcome the retirement of 9 coal-fired power plants this year. Let me ask you first how you feel about the legislation at the Capitol. How does that dovetail with your report?
We're supportive of it. There's a couple pieces of the report that recognize that there were some things going on already. So that is a private investment component in a large part. And so we're seeing that some of the components of our commission report are already being discussed by the legislature. This governor didn't put this commission together for the next governor or for 20 years from now only. I think that there's a plan that he's going to work with legislative leaders beginning in January, even in lame duck with issues like the energy plan, where we will see some of these recommendations implemented very quickly. There are tens and tens of recommendations throughout this report. It's 192 pages in total, I believe. And so there's a whole lot there. It's a big menu for this legislature now, the next legislature, and future legislators and elected officials at the local level, at the state level, and the federal level to implement many of these recommendations.
There was a comment about natural gas safety in the report. Accelerate plans to replace at-risk natural gas distribution pipes to guarantee Michigan's natural gas distribution system is safe and reliable. How are natural gas pipes at risk?
Well, the age of our system, it's just like we deal with water and sewer. We are looking at systems across our state that are just old. I mean, it comes right down to it. They're just old. And so on the natural gas side, I'm sure those owners of those facilities are taking a look at those. No one wants to see a catastrophic event. With regard to our water and sewer lines, there's over 1,300 community water systems in our state. Some of those systems were literally built 90, 100 years ago. So what we're looking at here is an old system that needs to be updated. We need to find ways to invest in it. We need to analyze it. One of the big recommendations of the report is an asset management process. We do that on our roads, where we drive our roads, the experts drive our roads on an annual basis and check out the state of our system. We need to start doing that at the local level on our underground infrastructure as well.
Making Michigan a smarter state. This is the communications piece, the fourth of the four. Lead in the development, deployment, and adoption of new technologies and the creation of smart environments and communities. Describe a smart environment. What would a smart environment feature?
Well, as commissioners, we went around the state. We did listening tours. We went up to Marquette. We were in Grand Rapids. We were up in Traverse City. We were in Flint. We were in Detroit. We didn't just hold our meetings here in Lansing. And so in those listening tours, we heard a variety of folks in the community. Traverse City, for example, they have a lot of great little businesses starting up there. Folks want to go up there into northern Michigan and do their thing, but they aren't able to sell their product to the world because of broadband challenges. The UP, we heard big broadband challenges, cell phone challenges up there. So those are the type of things that we're talking about.
Is adhering to an asset management plan solely the state's responsibility, or how do local governments come to play in this?
Yeah, what the goal there is not immediately, but long-term, as communities invest in their underground infrastructure, they'll look at their various pieces, understand the age of it, where it's at in terms of its life expectancy, and then they can plan better. They can look at that system and plan investments long term. That's the real idea behind an asset management process.
I know that to generate some public support and political will, MIDA is getting involved here with a new campaign. It's called Fix My State. MI is the my piece. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, what we learned, Mark, over time with the road funding piece was that it took a decade to get that from the beginning when we began talking about it in 2005 to final passage on the governor's desk in 2015. We had to educate the public. And so what we learned from that was an ongoing campaign talking about the needs and how our infrastructure benefits us. Just educating the public on what infrastructure means. It isn't just roads and bridges. It's our water lines. It's our sewers. And how does that impact us on a daily basis? Quality of life, public safety, public health, as we saw in Flint. Our economy. There are all sorts of components to our infrastructure and how it affects us on a daily basis. People don't think about that until there's a problem. What we want to do is we want folks to understand. We want them to engage, understand how each piece of how each facet of our infrastructure affects them, how it's put together, how it's funded. Then, and there's no action item in this Fix My State campaign right now. We just want people to be educated and knowledgeable. Infrastructure isn't sexy. It's not a passionate issue. It's not one of those things that people get fired up on until there's a problem. What we want to do is engage folks, engage the general public, have them understand the systems, and then when solutions are presented, whether at the federal level, the state level, or the local level, folks will tend to support those things if they better understand them in the first place.
You're painting a picture of years of disinvestment in infrastructure in Michigan. I'd like to do a little deconstruction work here with you. What forces were in play that led to that disinvestment? That's a whopping question, I realize, but I'm really curious what you make of that.
Right.
This is infrastructure is your thing. What happened?
Well, I think there's a couple things that are going on here in Michigan. First of all, we invested heavily for 50s, 60s, 70s, even early 80s. There was a lot of investment in our roads and our underground infrastructure. I think what happened was we got put in place pretty good. Priorities shifted, you know, corrections, education, whatever the priority might be. But in the end, those priorities have shifted. And then we have some of the toughest term limits process for our legislature in the nation. And so that puts a challenge. When somebody's running for reelection, they have a short term in office, they want to do a few things, asking them to increase user fees is a challenge. However, that disinvestment is starting to cost us, and without investing, we're going to pay the price because that $4 billion number seems big. If we continue to push it off and do nothing, that number will be much larger the next time they do a report in 5 to 10 years.
Has the governor's office or has anyone in the legislature had time to digest the report to the point where you're getting particular feedback to it?
Well, the governor has read the entire report. He is very supportive of the recommendations. His team, the consultants that worked with us, did a wonderful job. And yeah, there was a Flint coalition, a Flint commission, legislators, both Senate and House, that came together. Many of those recommendations that we have in our report, I think, will be considered in the near-term future by the next legislature.
We've been talking about the new report from the 21st Century Infrastructure Committee out this week here in Michigan. It details a series of strategies the state can take to maintain and grow a variety of public assets, from stormwater systems to electric grids and roads and bridges. Mike Nystrom is a member of that committee. He is the executive vice president of MITA, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Good luck.